once again. We are. This is another Lightning podcast. We are still at Auto 2009 in beautiful Austin, Texas. I have another guest. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Steve Kim. I'm from Los Angeles, and this is my first Auto, basically for the first time coming here. I started as a QA 7 years ago and have been using a lot of proprietary tools, and we are basically creating a new project that will basically start using water, and this is like the initial
contact with water.
This is like the introduction, basically. Yeah.
You didn't have any presentations yet, right?
No presentations. I was more like Pete Dignan, just kind of spectating and trying to understand how people are implementing different frameworks and how they're using the libraries and what are the pros and cons of different things, and it was a good foresight.
Do you plan to talk about something?
Yes. Once we start using water, and once we start using a framework and learn about the obstacles and things that we will deal with, I'll definitely talk about something that we'll experience or have hardships.
Oh, I don't know if you understand me. Do you plan to talk tomorrow?
Oh, no. I'm kind of a spectator. I probably won't. Maybe a lightning talk, but... about like what someone else mentioned about the what kind of components belong in the framework.
That would be great. Yeah. I think everybody should give a 5-minute talk at least.
Yeah, that's true.
I gave just one and I was so scared.
that's also what I'm afraid of.
What do you like so far?
I definitely like to incorporate like Taza, which incorporates different pieces from the frameworks, like the good parts of different frameworks, and just understanding how people are using water to achieve automation for their own web testing.
How do you like water so far? Have you written any tests?
I've not written any tests yet, unfortunately, but I do want to get into it. I think it's a great. I think it's great that it's open source, and the fact that it's going away from the commercial tools and allowing people to basically share ideas, and there's a strong community, and that it can automate and do things that a commercial tool can. So, yeah.
Have you did you use Ruby before at all?
Again, I haven't used Ruby either yet, but I've definitely messed around with it a little bit, and like Hobbix, you know, the Try Ruby 15-minute interactive tutorial. But I do want to start using that maybe for like FX Ruby and Rails, just like that Sponti framework. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And start
people. Had some really great talks.
Yeah,
we have a minute left. What do you think so far about Austin? Are you here for the first time?
It's the first time in Austin, and I have friends here, so we've been going out and having our share of fun. Definitely recommend Queen of Pies with pizza if you enjoy pizza, and it's a great place. It's actually, I like the weather because it's almost 90 degrees in LA, so I like to wear jackets and not have to suffer from the heat.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This was another Lightning podcast. I would like to thank the Water Podcast team. You can find them at waterpodcast.com/team. Watercraft is paying for the hosting. You can find them at www.watercraft.com. And this podcast is licensed under Creative Commons license. See website for details. Bye.